As the Prime Minister arrives in the tiny set of atolls that make up Tuvalu, the small nation's leader has taken aim at Australia, despite a huge aid package to help it cope with climate change. Scott Morrison has promised $500 million to help Tuvalu adapt to rising sea levels and food shortages. But Inele Sopoanga says Australia is trying to buy off support and to shut him up about the damaging threats of coal mining. He says the aid doesn't give Australia an excuse to rely on coal. Jacinda Ardern arrived on Funafuti today and had this to say about the friction between Australia's coal policies and the plight of the Pacific.
Our relationship with the Pacific is based on New Zealand's principles, and whenever we go into a forum like this where there are a range of other leaders, we will take a principled position on behalf of New Zealand. So for us, that's about making sure that we are doing our bit domestically, and we're doing our bit to support our Pacific Island neighbours as they make the transition around climate change as well.
Jacinda Ardern. Our political reporter Yvette McCullough is also in Funafuti and joins us now. Good evening, Yvette. What was the mood like as the leaders arrived?
Yeah, well, it was a very warm reception for Jacinda Ardern. She was greeted by school children as she came off the runway, which is really the centrepiece of this very narrow atoll, Funafuti. There was a lot of singing, and the children were doing a dance. There was also some children swimming in a shallow pool, so it was quite a really aesthetically beautiful greeting. And inside a meeting house, there were more children singing, and they had a very poignant message in their song to her. It was, "Save Tuvalu, save the world." And that really, I think, would be the way I describe the mood here so far. It's very much that the leaders here feel that they're fighting for their future, and they just really want to see real action on climate change. So I think that's how I would describe the mood and the focus. And Scott Morrison, Australia's Prime Minister, also he arrived shortly after Jacinda Ardern and had that same welcome ceremony before coming into a seminar on Pacific Island work program that he'd been involved with. And he was there sitting alongside the Tuvaluan Prime Minister, and the mood, I would say, was very cordial. Mr. Sopoanga congratulated Mr. Morrison on his election victory, and there was no hint of that, you know, tough talk that we had heard previously to his face at this stage anyway.
Yeah, so what are expectations around the leaders getting together tomorrow for the retreat?
Yeah, I mean, so that retreat is, they have the whole day together, and it is behind closed doors. So that is a chance for leaders to have a really frank discussion. So it may be that we see them follow up on the rhetoric we've heard in the last sort of weeks leading up to this, and particularly in the last few days. But, you know, whether it's that or whether this rhetoric has been more for an outward audience and behind closed doors, don't follow up quite as much. So that'll be interesting to see in terms of what comes out of that, in terms of the wording and the communique. Because at this point, the Pacific leaders are really pushing that they want a commitment around reducing the use of fossil fuels like coal to be part of that, and also to increase investment in the Green Climate Fund, which are two issues that could really be big sticking points for Australia. And Jacinda Ardern today wouldn't be drawn on her view on the wording in the communique either, just saying that, you know, that's still to be discussed tomorrow, and she wasn't going to have those kind of negotiations in front of media.
Yvette, you sound like you've got a bit of a tropical breeze coming through there, so maybe hunker down a little bit. But I'm interested to know, with all this talk and harsh words around Australia, has it taken the focus a little bit away from New Zealand's relation with the Pacific? And are you getting any idea about how the Pacific reset has been received?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem that the focus has been on Australia. It'll be really interesting to see when Jacinda Ardern has some more bilateral meetings, and we are expecting that she will have some time alone with Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama. So it'll be interesting to see whether the criticisms that have been coming to Australia about them not really, you know, walking the talk on climate change were also directed towards New Zealand. Jacinda Ardern was saying today, you know, that her focus isn't on China's influence in the region. It's about her responsibilities and New Zealand's responsibilities as a member of the Pacific, and that, you know, her government is taking really rapid steps in the right direction on climate change, but she admits there's, you know, certainly still more that needs to be done. So whether they get called out as well on whether they're moving at enough pace on their, you know, bold ambitions for climate change.
Thank you for that. That's Yvette McCullough, who is in Tuvalu, and just joining us there this evening.